Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to Chris Link. Chris Wednesday, Chris Talk Show. Today we're going to do things a little different. We have some special guests on tonight that want to come on and do like a little brief history of stuff of concerns that was brought to the party's attention and whatever, and see can they kind of get a foundation of actually a starting point to try to bring back some growth racing and stuff. But before we jump into that, just got a few announcements to make. First, we're going to start off with a few events that's going to be taking place this weekend and following month. First of all, we got the Harley-Davidson race this weekend. That's going to be held at Dallas Raceway. And I do want to put it out there to a few people that it is just not a Harley-Davidson race. It's actually a girls race as well. With bikes and stuff will be able to race. And also we're doing class racing, street ET and other classes as well. And also I think Huntsville has a race going on as well over there. August the 24th, we got the State Capitol Girls Fest, which will be taking place. And also August the 31st, we got the grudge race that's going to be held at Rockingham Dragway. And back again, September 28th at State Capitol, there's another grudge fest, Birthday Bash, that's going to be taking place as well. So to begin this show, we're going to first hit cue in from Sam, which is going to help me out tonight on the show. Let's see. Sam, your line should be open.
Good morning, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, buddy.
So, okay.
You're looking for 16, by the way.
Okay. We got him. And also here, Jason, your line should be live.
That should be Jason.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here. How's it going, guys?
All right. Possum, you want to kind of step in and kind of explain what's going on?
Well, we all know from watching back and everything that everybody's had a lot of problems with MIR and people not coming back up there to do the grudge events and stuff like that. So, Jason wanted to know what the problem was and what everybody was thinking, why we're not coming back and what the issues were at hand. So that's what we're about today, is that, Jason's going to address some of the issues that we have, and hopefully we can come to some agreements and terms and fix it to where we can all come back to that wonderful facility. We all know that, Mir is one of the most top-notch tracks out there and has some of the best, venue to have an event. And that's primarily what we want to do, is try to save it. Because me as a grudge racer, I love going there, and primarily that's where I like to be. But with, concerns and problems that have happened over the last few years, the number of grudge races have dwindled. And Jason's trying to get that back. So he asked and they answered, and here we are tonight.
Also, Sam, there was a list of questions, I think, too, that people wanted to address or whatever. Are you ready to? Okay.
yeah, no problem. Jason?
I guess you want to let Jason come in and introduce himself, or, it's whichever.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, first, let me say I appreciate you, let me come on here and do this. I try to answer as many questions as I can for him. And when I kind of started the last topic on CycleBike a few days ago, was basically just to kind of address at least the concerns and the problems that we had last year, this year. And I was very much unaware of some of the issues, or at least the way some people felt about the issues that they had had. So when a lot of the stuff kind of got posted over the last few days, and people started making calls and calling me up and kind of telling me more and more, it seemed like initially some people kind of were real standoffish on saying their issues, either for whatever reason. But as some people started talking more and more, I started seeing more and more comments of things, and that's what I need to hear to know what the problems are. So the issues that I thought we had were some of the issues, but they weren't all of them. And when you called me up, Chris, and told me about the show, I said, "Oh, this is really exactly what we need to do," and things. So I've kind of been reading the boards, and I've already worked on some of the issues, and I'm possibly asking my questions, and I'll address each one of those directly. Some of the issues I still kind of have in the works that I'm trying to see what I can do and things, but I'm trying to address each and every issue that we have. You know, we MIROC, if I could start off by saying, you know, is a series we started 12 years ago with Rockingham Dragway, and Rockingham had a great program, and still do. And here at MIR, we were kind of like the little fish and so forth at the time, and then we've had a really strong program over the years. But the MIROC program has really always been successful at MIR because we always had kind of three elements. You know, we had a really good sportsman program. What I call sportsmen is the ET and index racers. And we had a really good grudge program, and we had a decent pro program. And when I call pro, it's kind of a loose term. It's heads up, you know, and so forth, like pro street, real street, pro mod, et cetera, and things. But and it got really big and things. And, you know, this year the grudge guys, you know, like you said, hadn't come out. We had a few here and there, but nothing like it had been in the past year. So, you know, that's why I see the fall off in business there, and that's what I kind of want to get fixed and address the concerns. We want everybody that comes to MIR to be happy, you know, and love coming there. When we get compliments on the place, it doesn't go to our heads. It doesn't stroke our egos. It just makes us want to try more to make everybody happy, make everybody strive. That just, it motivates us and things. So, I guess I probably didn't keep my ear to the ground well enough. Not probably. I didn't keep my ear to the ground well enough of the issues, and that's where we're at now. So, if you want to go ahead and start with the questions, I appreciate letting me get that out, so at least everybody kind of knows where we're at right now.
Sure, no problem, Jason. Anything we can do to help, because, you know, at the end of the day, buddy, you know, we love your facility, and we as grudge racers admire that track, you know, and if we're getting what we want and what we deserve, you know, we're probably going to be there to support you, you know, and we
right.
need to, you know, if you don't know the problems, then you can't fix them. So you've asked. They've answered, and what I've done is I've read the thread thoroughly. I've comprised a list of questions, you know, and I didn't reword them too much,
right.
but I put them all basically to narrow it down to the gist of what the problems and concerns are, so I can relate
right.
them to you and then let you answer them to the public. So,
right.
First off, question one being, getting what we pay for. You know, one of our problems as a whole is that, you know, the time we get for grudge. It's advertised that we get 2 hours of grudge. That being said, in such a small amount of time, why is it that we're either getting cut into or cut out due to rain, class running over into our session, or whatnot, and how do you plan to combat that?
Well, you know, there's a few variables, obviously, in every – well, more than a few variables, but there are variables in every event and things. And, you know, this year we changed the schedule. We started a little earlier this year, an hour earlier with the program, and we come up with a 2-inch rule, but I'll address that. I know that's one of your other questions, and I have another kind of a way to resolve this 2-inch rule that I think everybody will be happy with. But my point being is basically with the implementation of that rule that we already did this year and how I know I can tweak that rule, and I'll kind of get more to that when we get to that question, but eliminating the old downs of what I'm going to – is what that 2-inch rule did and what how I can – reinvent that rule, which, like I said, we'll go over and edit it, we'll still eliminate all downs. So the point is eliminating those all downs and the starting hour earlier, you know, we have a lot more time on the schedule now than we did before. This past MIROC race we had at the PPC Bike Fest last weekend, we had a 2.5-hour rain delay on Saturday. It rained for an hour and a half. It took us an hour to drive the racetrack. We dried it pretty quick because it was so hot out, so it dried the track pretty fast. But we had a 2.5-hour rain delay. We finished the whole sportsman race, pro race, and we did a 2-hour after dark, and I still had an hour before curfew. So basically kind of that was 3.5 hours of additional track time had it not rained that we would have had to do even more track time with. But we had a 2.5-hour rain delay and did that. So to your question, I believe, was more of how do we combat y'all. Can you read the question? I mean, I can only explain that. Can you read the question one more time so make sure that I answer exactly what that question is?
How can you combat the problems with us getting our 2 hours of advertised grudge session?
Well, let me say this, okay? This whole experience, you know, going through and hearing the complaints and this and that, to be honest with you and everyone else, like for real, it was a bit humbling for me to realize that, look, these guys just ain't going to put up with, not that we wanted them to put up with what was going on, not in any shape, way, or form, but the fact that the guys just chose not to come back anymore, like, we have to fix this, okay? And what I am prepared to do, like, for real, is to, you know, I've already spoke to my father, Royce, and I said, look, if we want these grudge guys to come in, we have to make sure that it's not, you know, the grudge program is at the end of the night. And before, it was kind of like, well, if we didn't have time, we didn't have time, okay? And when you had said before that, you know, if we have rain or we have something like that variable stone in, that everybody kind of has to pay for it, that it really is correct. I mean, you guys are paying entry fees, coming down, traveling, have the same expenses everyone else has, pay the entry fee like everyone else. Now, if we don't have After Dark at all, obviously you didn't pay that money, but you still have the expense getting there. And that is real. That is a real expense. That's no different than what the other class racers have been doing. So what we can do is, if we ever have a situation like, you know, if we come in and it rains half the day, I mean, everybody kind of knows at that point that, you know, not everybody's going to get the full deal. We're not going to finish the whole After Dark. We're not going to finish the whole, you know, class racing and everything. It's just a rough weekend. And generally, when we have a real bad chance of rain, you know, it turns off a bit. But when we just have a passing thunderstorm like what happened this past weekend, if we had a really big bike count and I get down to a point where I wouldn't have time to run to finish the sportsman racing to completion and then start After Dark, then we can start finishing some of the sportsman racing on Sunday morning. Because all the sportsman guys, they generally are here for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Unlike, you know, it seems like the grudge racers, probably 75-80% of them are just here Saturday and not on Sunday. Okay, so
right.
It's kind of hard to make the grudge guys say, well, we'll finish up on Sunday, and if they can't stay or don't stay, they feel like they've wasted their money. And I understand that. Okay, so basically my point is that if we get in certain variables, and everybody can quote me on this, okay, and for real, this is what happens. If we get in certain variables and I run short of an hour, hour and a half of time to finish the After Dark deal, I will start the After Dark and run some of the sportsman racing on Sunday, and, you know, it'll just be a deal. Like, guys, I need to have all three parts of MyRock, okay? And when I say all three parts of MyRock, you know, MyRock is sportsman racing, pro racing, and grudge racing. You know, this year we've had two-thirds of it. I've had my pro racing and I've had my sportsman racing. And I want my grudge racers back. You know, we want all y'all there. We do enjoy it. You know, some guys think we don't want them there. That's not the case. And there may be some disgruntled employees that have said things in the past, or, you know, they work long 20-hour days at the end of the night. You know, it's just, it wears on you and things, as far as not the racer, but just the day, okay? But we do want you guys there. I wouldn't be going through all of the phone calls and a talk show and all the stuff we did. So my kind of where I'm kind of going with this is, it's a long-winded answer, I know, is that if we get into a situation where we have, you know, if we don't have any variables, no weather or whatnot, I'm going to tell you, with the new schedule and the elimination of all downs, we have a lot of time. And everyone's going to say, I really wish this year that I had addressed these concerns at the beginning of the season instead of now, because I can promise all the racers that if they came and saw the schedule, I was so prepared this year. If I said, if I get a good strong turnout, I'm going to run grudge for 3 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, I'll just extend it for After Dark and give everyone extra bonus added, so that way they would go back and tell the other grudge racers that, you know, they extended it to let everybody know that's what they're doing. But this year for grudge, you know, After Dark, we were getting kind of, you know, 10 to 20 entries in their deal. So it's kind of, everybody was running the wheels off the bikes in that time frame because there's only that many bikes. So obviously we didn't extend it because most guys were punks. They were already client uncle before the end of the day. Like, they already made it more laps than they wanted, for a lot of them. Anyway, so does that answer your question of what you wanted, or is there more explanation?
Well, it pretty much does. I mean, from the general consensus, you know, it's like, you know, the guys feel like they pay $150, you know, the grudge ticket during the day and the $50 a night. And if they don't pay for that, you know, grudge ticket during the day, it's $100 a night. And whenever you cut into it, or it, you know, gets pushed back and it gets cut off, you know, like you already touched base on, the expenses to get there. You know, I know it cost me a lot of money to get there. And, you know, when we get up there, we get all excited to do what we want to do. It gets shut down or shut off.
Right.
You know, we feel let down.
Right. I understand that.
And that's, and you know, back in 2012, it happened a lot, you know, with the rain and stuff like that. And
it did.
And through other reasons, we had some, you know, severe issues, and the guys just basically got burned out. And, you know,
well,
we're all kind of like the same. You know, one person jumps off the bridge, we pretty much all jump, you know.
I understand.
And one big name person, One big name group don't show up, I'm not coming, you know?
I understand. I felt bad for the grudge racers this year that did show up when they were trying to look for grudge races, and there was only maybe a couple dozen grudge riders even there. And they really have less opportunity to lock in races because there's less grudge racers. So the more grudge racers that are there, the more they like it because there's more place, more people that they could potentially race. And I know that I understand that and things. But, you know, all I can say in terms of this is, you know, like last year at Bike Fest, it rained all day Saturday from start of the day to the end of the day. We didn't get one bike down race, not even one class bike, not one grudge bike or one heads-up bike. And, you know, on a day like that, obviously we can't race at all. I can't stop it from raining. But, like, the last Bike Fest this past weekend, we had a 2.5-hour rain delay. And let's just say, for example, if the rain was 3.5 hours or 4.5 hours, and I could get after dark in by moving the last four rounds of EP eliminations to Sunday morning and kind of work with that, I would be prepared to do that. Now, if I'm only going to be able to get a round of EP eliminations in, you know what I mean? Like, that's where we kind of have to kind of need to trust that I understand the problem and I will do everything I can. But if we just have a small passing shower, or not even a small passing shower, I mean, a couple hour rain delay is a significant rain delay, and we still got everything done. The biggest problem last year was oil downs that were killing us. You know, the time of the day and running the race, and we get a lot of bikes on the track per minute, get this portion racing done early, so that way we can get after dark in the evening. But the oil downs, we were just killing our momentum last year, and we were getting, I mean, it was like we raced for an hour oil down, raced for another 20 minutes oil down, raced for 2 hours oil down, raced for 10 more minutes oil down, and we just couldn't get any momentum. And this year, with oil downs are basically gone. We race now 16, 18 hours straight without oil downs, and it's great. And I'm going to put me some wood mixture, not gone, but it's awesome. You know, and there's so much more track time available now. So that's why I'm just kind of basically, you know, wanting everybody to know that the oil down issue was our biggest problem that we had last year. And I'm not saying the oil down issue was grudge or sportsman or whatever. It was just, it was the problem were bikes with stock oil bands. That's the biggest problem with oil downs. So, and we'll address that.
And you got 90% of the, you know, like 75% of the grudge bikes out there already have flat oil pans. So,
correct.
You know, a lot of suggestions were thrown out there that, you know, with your oil down problem, your 2-inch ground clearance rule, just make it so that those bikes, you know, that don't have flat oil pans adhere to a 2-inch ground rule.
If you want to go ahead and address that now, since we're kind of talking about that part.
I mean, it's running right into the second question. Yeah. It's running into the second question. I'll just go ahead and ask the second question, you know, because, you know, pretty much question one was a problem. And then once you throw in the 2-inch ground clearance and the 2014 rear brake rule, you know, that's icing on the cake. And, you know, our problem is down south and everywhere else in the nation, we're not required to hold a 2-inch ground rule. We're not required to have rear brakes, and you're the only track facility that's going to require it. I mean, you're talking a lot of changes that these grudge guys have to do in order to, you know, adhere to your facility. Is it worth it to us? You know, to me personally, no.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and address the 2-inch rule here. You know, the rule was put in place to eliminate oil downs, so that way everybody has more track time. But it was the problem with the 2-inch rule was it was a blanket rule for everybody, okay, meaning that 2 inches for everybody, you know, no matter what kind of bike they had, 2-inch rule for everybody. But reading some of the comments and things just kind of evoked some thought process that I've had. And I spoke with a few members of the CAZ, which is the Competition Advisory Committee and so forth, and some of them are in agreement with me, some of them are not in agreement with me as far as what the changes that I'm going to make. And I go ahead and let everybody now know that we'll make a revision. It's going to be in all classes, okay? Excuse me, all the sportsmen and grudge classes. The pro classes have to have 3-inch ground clearance. That's not going to change for those bikes. And the reason being, some of that is, to eliminate oil down, some of that mostly is a performance limitation deal is why they're 3 inches for those classes. Those will stay at 3 inches. But for grudge and for sportsmen, the rule, the 2-inch ground clearance rule will still be in effect with only two exceptions. If the bike has a wheelie bar, it will not have fast 2-inch ground clearance, okay? And it's very easy for us to check if the bike has a wheelie bar. We know we don't have to check the pipe because it's not wheeling and coming down and hitting it, no matter what kind of oil pan it has. If it has a wheelie bar, no ground clearance check. And if a bike has a billet oil pan, a flat billet oil pan, it will not have to do a 2-inch ground clearance check at all. Now, that'll be for the oil pan, header, everything will not have to be checked. So, but a bike that has a stock oil pan, even if it's been modified, if it's a stock cast oil pan, it will have to be 2-inch ground clearance for everything. That way we are combating the exact problem that the problem bikes are. So I talked to a couple racers, and when I've discussed it with them, they said, yes, they know that's the problem. So somebody has a a stock wheelbase Busso or stressed out Series 6R 1000 with a stock wheel pan and a street pipe, you know, et cetera, you know, they're going to have to still go by the 2-inch. But if they want to avoid that, they can just put a billet oil pan on the bike, and then they don't have to worry about the ground clearance anymore. And
what about plastic, though? I mean, that works out great,
The plastic was nice. The deal with why everybody had to have the plastic done was sometimes you can't get in to measure the oil pan because the plastic was in the way. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
The rule is if it has a billet oil pan, we don't check nothing for 2-inch. So if the plastic's rubbed, if the suspension link is too, it doesn't. We don't even check it with the 2-inch pipe. Nothing, just checked. Because we know at that point that the billet oil pan is not going to put oil on the track.
Sounds like you got a major problem solved here.
I agree, and you know, so if it, like I said, if the bike has a billet oil pan, a flat billet oil pan, okay, not a modified stock one. I think everybody kind of knows the difference what a flat billet oil pan is. But if a bike has a flat billet oil pan or a wheelie bar, that bike nothing gets on that bike except for 2-inch ground clearance. But if a bike has a stock oil pan, okay, a stock, you know, cast oil pan, then everything on the bike has to be 2-inch ground clearance, fenders, headers, I mean, you know, plastic, everything, because a lot of the stuff hangs down lower than oil pan, and you can't check the oil pan, okay? So if those guys want to avoid that, then they just need to, you know, raise the bike up or put a, you know, billet oil pan on the bike, and they don't have to worry about it anymore. So, but for all the grudge racers' sake, I mean, 95% of those grudge racers all have billet oil pans, and they won't have to worry about it anymore. And that rule will more than likely be edited this week or the first of next week. So the race at Rocky, I've already talked to Steve Irwin about it as well, and he's going to do this. It'll be the same rule for all of my Rock events. It'll be the same rule for ATCO. It'll be the same rule for MIR, same rule for Rockingham. So when a bike comes up, it's going to go to 2-inch check, and if it has a wheel bar on it, then we just let it go without checking it. And if it has a flat billet oil pan, then we just let it go without checking it. And then that way, instead of making everybody have to have 2-inch because of the bikes with stock oil pans, now we're only addressing the stock oil pans, which were the problem. And
yeah,
so on. So do you think that?
And we all agree to that too, because, you know, 90% of your oil downs come from your stock oil pans and your, you,
right,
you know, whatnots. But
so,
and that's great.
The only thing,
been able to,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, the only thing that I ask is that all the riders that have the flat oil pans or wheelie bar or whatnot, now, when I say wheelie bar, none of the grudge racers have that, but a lot of the drag bike guys do. But at least we don't have to worry about, you know, a wheelie bar bike isn't going to come up and slam down the ground to hit it. So I kind of look at a wheelie bar or a flat oil pan as eliminating that issue. But all I do kind of ask is, you know, some of the riders that still aren't going to understand this are guys that have stock cast oil pans, that why they have to be 2 inches and somebody else does not. But I think people that are in the sport understand the difference between the two of those, you know, and, you know, you guys with the grudge bikes, I know you don't want these stock oil pans busting the track and putting oil on the track and wasting your track time, available track time, and neither, we don't want to be cleaning up unnecessary cleanups either. So all I ask is this, everyone kind of, you know, support me on this, that, you know, the other racers, if they kind of get it worked up about why they still have to be 2 inches, it's just because that those bikes cause a majority of hold on. It doesn't mean we don't want them at the racetrack. We want them to come. We just need them to be understanding of the 2-inch rule.
Tell them to put a wheelie bar on.
if you don't want the 2-inch, right, exactly. Put a wheelie bar on it or put a billet oil pan, and then you're
going to, I don't
think
you're going to get much flack. I don't think you're going to get much flack from that, because, you know, it's pretty much simple. I mean, you can tell everybody here and now with something you haven't touched base on, since you implemented the, you know, the 2-inch ground rule, how did it affect the oil down? Now, you can answer that. How did it affect your oil down?
The 2-inch rule this year?
Yes.
I mean, I'll tell you, and when we implemented the 2-inch rule this year, last year we were getting about 10 to 12 oil downs per weekend from oil downs, from busted oil pans. The first race this year we had one. The second race this year we had zero. And the third race this year we had one. So basically in three events last year I would have had in between 30 and 36 oil downs. And this year between those three races I had two. Okay?
And your 2 inches is just barely enough, correct?
It is correct. And actually, the two bikes that did bust oil pans, I'm glad you said that, the two bikes that did bust oil pans, they actually passed the 2-inch test. But if a guy gets really high up in the air and comes down really hard, that 2 inches still sometimes may not be enough, but it addresses majority of it. But when these guys
are
in those stock oil pans,
you saw 85% of your problems with that 2-inch ground clearance rule.
95%.
So, and you see where we're coming from, where, you know,
I do.
I personally haven't ever seen a flat oil pan bust on the track.
And that's why we're changing the rule. And that's why we're going to change the rule. It won't be, you know, like I said, I doubt first thing tomorrow morning it's going to be edited, but we got to put some, we got to make sure we get the right lingo for it, but that what I said will be what the rule will be. If it has a billet oil pan or a wheelie bar, then it's exempt from everything. That means a Murray pipe that hangs down lower than a 2-inch coating oil pan is fine. If a suspension link hangs down, it's fine. Bodywork that hangs down the ground, no problem. If it has a stock oil pan, then the oil pan, the header, the exhaust, the plastic, all that stuff has to pass 2-inch. Now that won't change. You follow what I'm saying for that. But yeah, if it has a billet oil pan or a wheelie bar, then nothing is checked on the bike. It's just the way they get the race the way they've always raced.
All right. Well, that's definitely been addressed, and we appreciate that change. I'm sure that's really going to help out a lot. But moving on to 2014 rear brake rule.
All right. Well, this is one of the things that I'm trying to work on right now to see if I can make happen. Okay. But the issue is this: is when you said other racetracks let them race or don't enforce it or however you know you worded that or whatnot. The other racetracks are all supposed to have rear brakes on the bikes. They're just allowing people to race without it. Okay. NHRA and IHRA mandate that front rear brakes are required. And when I've seen some of the crashes that have happened at some of the other racetracks, especially like over this winter and things like that, bikes running off the end of the track, and whether or not a rear brake could have helped them or not, it's something that in a court of law, you know, yes, every sign's a waiver, but I still just don't want to take it into court. I just worry about having that happen. So I'm trying to address each and every issue, not just one or two of the issues. So I'm working right now with IHRA to see if I can have that edited. And my defense with them is that, dragsters are only required to have, full-size car dragster. They're only required to have rear brakes. They do not have to have front brakes, okay? So my rebuttal with them is, well, if you only make a dragster have one, they don't have to have front and rear brakes. They only have to have one or the other. Can we do the same thing for motorcycles?
And well, we don't have no parachute either.
Well, that's what they said. That's the one thing that they said. They said, well, dragsters have parachutes. So I don't know if I can make that happen or not. I'm trying, okay? That's one thing that I don't know yet or not. As far as this year, everybody can still run it. I know I only have one more race at MIR. I am trying my best, and I have some pressure from a lot of the other racetracks to IHRA to see if we can get this changed. So, but right now that is where that's at right now. Hopefully in the next few weeks or the next month or two, I'll have more information for everybody on that. But at least this year, we're not enforcing it. We've already told everybody they can run this year. And hopefully by the time, before the winter gets here or by the time winter gets here, I'll be able to tell everybody, yes, we got it changed and don't worry about it, or have to be the bearer of bad news that they don't. And that's basically, that's kind of where I'm at in this situation right now.
Okay.
So I'm working on it. I'm working on it and trying to get it changed for everybody. Because if they take it out of their book saying they have to have it, then I don't have to have it. You follow what I'm saying? And then I sleep a little easier at night.
So in other words, you're all for what we want, but unfortunately
right.
Insurance and regulations and rules are dictating
correct.
Otherwise, and you're willing to go back and fight for what we want. And that's
correct.
Appreciated, and I understand. You can't just make that rule go away right now. It has to be something that has to be worked out behind the scenes.
It's in the rule book for this year, but because our grudge rule book never said they had to have it, I just kind of told everybody that I'm prepared, this year and we're letting it go. So next year I'm hoping that I can get it changed, and the next year, if I can make this happen, it'll be great. But there are some rules, just so you know, that everybody knows, that's in the IHRA rule book. That's a little, very antique. They actually have a rule book in the IHRA rule book that says this. That the handlebars can't be mounted lower than the triple clamp. Well, as you know, more than half the production bikes out there now from the factory have that. So that would deem a lot of bikes illegal. And they also have a rule stating that the fender of the bike, the tail section, has to be mounted lower than the seating position of the rider. And as you all know, every bike out there, the tail section is higher than the riding seated position. So I kind of pointed out some of the silly rules that they have in their book that was made 30 years ago. And trying to basically use some of those as examples of the rule book needs to kind of be modernized. And if I can get that modernized and get that rear brake rule dropped, then everybody will be happy. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
But I don't disagree with everybody.
Moving on.
It's just more or less,
yeah.
That's the situation.
Gotcha. Question three was pretty much touched base with already. The cost to participate, being on to a lot of these races is rather on the high side. But the fact that, a lot of them don't come back on Sunday. And, you know, sometimes we don't get what we paid for. How can you help with this? Do you have any ideas that you can do?
Yep, I've already spoke to Royce about it, and we're going to go ahead and implement this in the next race. I brought this up to him about, I'll be honest with you, it was a year or two ago. Right now we charge for Saturday to Sunday, we charge $100 for Grudge Weekend Tech Card. Okay, that's if you run Saturday or you run Sunday or you run both. It was $100. Okay, somebody shows up on Sunday, they got to pay $100 to run a Grudge. If they show up on Saturday, they got to pay $100 to run a Grudge, but they get to run both days if they want. But like you said, a majority of them come run Saturday and they don't run Sunday. I brought this up to him a couple years ago, and we talked about it, but we never did anything about it, and we're going to go ahead and change it now. The way it'll be, now, when I say Grudge, Grudge is run three times on Saturday, 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 7 p.m. behind the pros, and then on Sunday they run behind e-trial eliminations, which is like 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 3:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m., et cetera. So they get four runs on Sunday, three runs on Saturday, and it was $100 for the two. But we're going to go ahead and change it now, starting at the next race, that we're just going to charge $50 per day. So if they run both days, they're still going to pay the $100, but if they only run Saturday, they're only going to pay $50 for it, not pay $100. So basically, the guys that were showing up...
How will that affect the underground?
What's that now?
How will that affect the underground ticket? Because, you know, the
After Dark Underground, if you buy a Saturday Grudge Tech Card, you're only going to pay $50 for underground. So if you show up on Saturday... and you pay $50 at the beginning of the day, you know, at the gate when you come in, all right? You'll come in, you pay $50, you make three runs behind the pros, okay? And now that $50 is whether you make all three runs or you only make one or two, depending how early or late you get there. You understand what I'm saying for that? But if you have a Saturday Grudge check guard, then we only charge you $50 more for After Dark Underground. But anybody else, let's say a pro racer or a sportsman racer, if they want to get an After Dark Underground, it's still $100. And the reason why we do that is we want to keep After Dark for the Grudge Racer. Some of the pro guys want to test in it, and that's fine. We'll let them do it, but they're not going to get the discount that the Grudge Racers get because it's really a Grudge program. So if a Grudge Racer shows up on Saturday at a MIROC event at MIR, again, everything I'm talking about here is MIROC events at MIR. Steve Earwood has his program down there, which is a little bit different. And then those concerns would have to be addressed with him. And, but like you said at the beginning, this is MIROC events at MIR. But if a Grudge Racer is up now on Saturday and he buys a $50 deal at the gate and he'll come up the tower that night, they'll pull up his Grudge Tech Card and he'll pay $50 for that. So he'll only spend $100 to come in and run during the day on Saturday and Saturday night after Dark Underground. And then if he wants to run Sunday, he'll just pay another $50 for Sunday if he wants to do that. But the guys that aren't doing it running on Sunday, at least now they're not paying for what they're not getting.
What if we don't buy a daytime grudge ticket?
Let me just say this. By us changing the price structure to that, it does take dollars out of our pocket from what we were getting before. You follow what I'm saying? However, it's the right thing to do, for one. And second, if the guys aren't supporting it now because they're paying for more than what they're getting and that's not right, then we're having zero income from that versus paying what they're getting for. So if I'm going to buy one pair of shoes, I don't want to pay for two pairs of shoes and only get one. So, it's the same logic with this year, and that's what we're going to change into effect for the next race.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. Moving on to question four. With several complaints having to do with respect to the treatment of the Grudge Racers, how do you think you can fix this issue? Several complaints stemming from rude comments under the tent, making several people, including myself, feel like we're not even wanted. In fact, we feel like we're spare parts of the racing world, where, in fact, our bikes are built just as clean and just as efficient as the other bikes in other classes, not to mention the cost of our bikes cost tons more to build than most of those other bikes in classes.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Our track really generally, for the guys that don't come to any other event besides just MIROC or people leaving that do come to MIROC event, sometimes it's hard for me to hear that, and the reason why I say that, not because it may not happen, okay? I'm not suggesting that. But my staff, I really have a good group of people that work there. My staff gets a lot of compliments from a lot of the car events and bike racers as well, that run down there. But the bike races, are the longest days that we work at the racetrack. My staff is at the track at 6 a.m. in the morning. We open the gates at 8 and have to arrive a couple hours early, and then they're there very, very late at the night, and we run till 1 a.m., and then we have to scrape the racetrack and get things put up for the event. Sometimes we're not getting out of there until 3 or so. So they're working 20-hour days. So it's rough on the staff, you know what I mean? And some racers, and I'm not talking about just grudge, it could be bracket racers or pro racers or whatnot, just, you know, it's kind of one of those things that sometimes those racers are a little rough with our staff, and sometimes our staff, after working that long day, you know, some of them may say things that they shouldn't say. And, you know, but I will say this, is that I will have a pep talk with all of them. They want the business to be successful, okay, you know, us. And they, so I will have to have a pep talk with everybody before the event, just so that way they don't, you know, more or less a pep talk of, look, guys, I know the day is long. Towards the end of the day, you just need to try to keep smiling and try to, you know, I know you're tired, I know you're exhausted and things like that, but just don't be short with anybody, because these guys are paying their money. This is when their program starts at the end of the night, and that's what it is. So I will give a pep talk to everybody, and that will go a long way with them. But if anybody notices anybody doing a good job, and you go out there and you say, hey, man, good work, or thanks, I appreciate it, whatever case, man, that goes a long way, and that's what motivates these guys too. The long hours that we work our staff, generally I don't have many staff that stay for more than 6 months, and we're hiring somebody else to replace them because they don't do that. So the staff that I have this year is almost a lot of staff are very different people than what they did last year, because I don't have that many of the same people that worked last year, et cetera, et cetera. So they're new faces for the most part. There are a few people that are the same, but I don't want any grudge racer to feel that they're not wanted. I wouldn't be going through, you know, typing out long responses on Cyclebike, going through all these channels to find out what the problems are, doing talk shows. We have some other meetings with some other grudge racers coming up, and conference calls to discuss out a lot of this stuff, trying to go through channels with IHRA to see if I can get some of these rules edited, et cetera. I wouldn't be going through all this if I didn't want you guys here. I do, you know, and things. Not just from a dollar standpoint of keeping the events, you know, profitable and so forth, but for real, it just, you know, I miss the events being what they were. You know, we had all three elements, pro, grudge, and sportsman. And right now, it's just sportsmen and pros. You know, it's nice, it's okay, but it's not what it was. And I want big, strong, healthy events like we had, and that's why we're making these changes to get back to that. And I don't want any racer.
And it's not
going
to be fixed overnight. We know that it's not going to be fixed overnight. You're going to have to take back. We're asking you these questions, you're answering them, and then you're going to go back, and we're going to, you know, you're going to have talks, and you're going to come back probably next week or something like that, and we're going to hear what you have to say. And
right.
So it's not going to be fixed overnight, but at least we're in the right direction. As Thomas said,
right.
We've got your ear. You know, you wanted
right.
to know. We're asking you the questions. And, you know,
right.
like question 4 pretty much runs into question 5, and I don't want to feel like you don't have time to answer question 4, but 4 and 5 both basically are married together, you know, with, the respect to the racers and some of the disrespect we receive when we're up there. You know, question 5 meaning, like, being rushed to the start, the motor to burn out. You know, we feel
right.
like even in the tent, and this goes for in between the rounds and in underground, okay? Not, you know, it happens in underground, but more so in the, you know, in between the rounds, between the sessions. You know, we're being rushed to start a motor and burn out. You know, it's really much, Jason, it's a choreographed dance between two racers side by side. You know, I need to have my mind clear. Racers need to have their mind clear. They don't need to be yelled at or barked at by the guy beside the water, you know, because I've been threatened, hey, man, if you don't start your motor, you know, I'm going to push you out the lane. And we don't need to have that on our minds. You know, we just need to be able to do our thing and not feel rushed. You know, you start rushing them, they get out of the groove, and then all things go bad, and if somebody loses a race, they're going to blame it on the asshole of the line that said, blah, 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 you know?
Right.
So how do you feel like you can fix that?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's far easier for me and my staff during the event to just let things be and just let things take its course and sit on our hands, you know what I mean, and not rush for an old down or push racers to start to burn out and get on the racetrack. It's far easier for us to kind of take the laid-back attitude and approach. But if everybody wants to get more runs, to get the race done, make sure we have time for after dark, this is one thing that our tone can change with some of our racers, and I just have to have these talks with my staff to make sure they take the proper tone and have the respect there with everybody. But starting the burnouts and not wasting time is still something that we need to make sure that we don't lose sight of. That way we have plenty of time for everyone to race. Because the last thing I'd want to do is have 3 pro and grudge sessions during the day and everybody just take their time, and then we don't have, you know, where we could have ran, say, 3 hours after dark and we only run 2 hours. You understand what I'm saying? So I got to be careful I don't have that. But there is one problem or one thing that I do know that we can address, and I know I talked to you about this the other day, is that I'm talking to a few individuals, and I kind of want to find my rep for grudge racing in MIR that can – we have the tent when we send grudge up, and we have our tent when we send grudge up for Half a Dark Underground, and have a section where guys that have locked-in races will pull over to the side of the tent in that one little compound area that we have. And when they're racing for, you know, a bunch of stacks or whatever the case is, those racers we don't want to rush, but the guys that are just making time runs or shakedown runs on the bikes that aren't really trying to get as mentally prepared, you know, we just need them to start to burn out some of the tree stage so they get on the racetrack, et cetera, and that waste of time. But the guys that have the locked-in races and things, when both of the riders are ready to go, we're still running bikes in the tent, and when those two riders are ready to go, we stop the riders in the tent, we'll bring the other riders around the side, and we just give them a thumbs up and let them do their thing. And then those riders will be that way. But the majority of the runs are just guys making, you know, shakedown hits and making sure the bike's ready for when they have a big race. And those guys go out there and just respect the other grudge racers that have locked-in races but not eat up everybody's track time. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
and most of the time, and that sounds like a great plan, you know, and I would vouch for that plan. And, you know, but most of the time, you know, I don't ever see, you know, in my experience, you know, I'm sitting on the bike, I'm being pushed up into the water. You know, I'm not even in the water yet, and this guy's telling me to crank my motor. You know, that's not going to happen. I'm going to back into the water. I'm going to pull out. I'm going to look over. You know, make a suggestion. Have your guy have a stopwatch or something, an unwritten rule, 30 seconds. You know, let us get in the water and look at us and see if we're dragging our feet. You know, you can tell if someone's dragging their feet, but what I'm talking about is we're being rushed. We haven't even gotten past the front tire, past the water yet, lined up to be pushed back in. They're telling me to crank my motor. These are dry block engines. I'm not cranking my motor, and I'll be honest, I've gotten shitty with some of your officials because I don't think they understand. You know, I don't have water on my bike, and if I sit there humming my motor for a minute, now I'm going to burn it out, and now I'm sitting at the line until the tree falls. That's a hotter motor, you know,
again,
and that's my biggest thing.
The only reason why you push the riders, when I say push, I mean, you know, nobody should be yelling at riders or getting nasty with the riders. That should not happen at all. Well, I'm just saying,
right.
I'm not saying it may have not happened. I will have talks with my employees to make sure that does not happen, okay? But if we have riders that are taking unnecessary time, I'm just going to have them come see me, and then that way I can go talk with the rider at that point in time. And if I didn't care about making sure that we had enough time for After Dark or be able to do a bonus After Dark or whatnot, then I would just let everybody take as much time as they want. And then that's not good for the end of the night because, you know, running these events will teach you to watch this, you know, your watch, okay? Look at your watch. And I'm not just looking at wasted minutes. I'm looking at wasted seconds. And wasted seconds adds up to minutes in the night that we could be racing other classes. You know, I'm the kind of guy that I hate looking at an idle racetrack. I just, when that track is sitting, when nobody's going on the racetrack, it could be between cool-down rounds of ET bikes or downtime with oil downs or whatever the case. I feel like somebody could be enjoying the racetrack by going down it. And we just kind of get programmed to do that, which most racers like because they just come up, they go down the racetrack, and they like because they know they can get more runs that way. And that's kind of our biggest reason why a lot of our car events and bike events have been successful, because we can get more traffic down the racetrack per minute than most other places do. But I do 100% understand, you know, if I had a race and I got 25 grand or something like that on the line, whether I should have said that on the radio or not, I don't know, but whether I have, if I've got stacks online, I'm going to need a little bit more time to make sure that I'm ready to go for that, and I understand that. And that's why I need to, you know, have one of my reps I'm talking to and so forth, that's a grudge guy, you follow me, that can go over, all right, these two are coming out of the tent, this is a real race, et cetera. When I say a real race, not just two guys saying we're racing each other just to go around the line, you know, get bypassed in line. And then those guys will have that time. But the other guys that are coming to the tent, they're making the shakedown runs, it doesn't mean that we're going to push them harder, be yellow or nasty, because that has to stop. I will agree. There may have been some employees that have been not a good people person, and chances are that employee's not working for us. If I see someone that has an attitude, I don't let them work here. You know what I mean? We get rid of them and things like that. So, and that's that. But all I ask is everybody to understand that, you know, these guys are working long days. You know, when everyone else is out here racing and enjoying themselves, these guys are working 20-hour days and things. And then
right. When
they leave out of here 2 or 3 in the night, they got to be back at the racetrack again at 6. So a lot of times, by the time they get home, drive a half hour home, and then they get about a half hour back, they're only getting sometimes, you know, a couple hours sleep, like literally 2 or 3 hours sleep, and they're coming right back. So that wears on them. And and things, but they do it, you know, and I got to hire new guys to do it when they're burnt out, because that happens a lot, you know, and things, but I have a meeting with all my employees at the beginning of every race day that we have, and I have in my notes now to have a pep talk at the beginning of the day and then another reminder in the middle of the day about morale and about, you know, these issues that we're having right here. Okay, so that will happen all the races.
And if I may make a suggestion, I mean, you know, we don't feel like we hold it up. We don't feel like we, you know, slow your program down by no means. We go as fast as we normally do. And I understand your point. You know, you're trying to count seconds, count minutes. But just in this event here, you know, why not, you know, when a rider, you know, crosses the water plane with his front tire, give him 15 seconds to start his motor or something like that. You know, we get back in the water, we look over. Because I know, you know, most of your bikes, they're going to go through the traps in less than 10 seconds. You want to make sure that they get off the track before we go up and you're trying to time it appropriately. Maybe, you know, make a, you know, a time limit. You know, hey, 15 seconds, you guys got to start your motors. Because, like I said, it's the constant start your motor now, and we haven't even gotten the water yet. And then it throws everything off base because we all are choreographed. We all know what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
We're just going to need to, you know, work on getting our person at the tent to tell people to start pushing the water box, so when the bike is pulled out of the water box, the other bike is kind of pulled in there. I don't expect guys to start the bikes up before they pull in the water box, but, you know, we can work on that issue, okay? But I just want everybody to understand on the flip side of this is that if we take too much time, that we're only hurting ourselves in terms of not getting as much available time for Grudge at the end of the night, and that's our concern. I can tell you during the Athletic Underground on the clock, you know, we can just basically not push at all and let everybody take all the time, but nobody will get as many runs. So there, I just want everybody to understand there's a little bit of a balance there, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, but being nasty with somebody and getting aggressive, like, that should not happen at all. Okay, and if that happens, I want somebody to tell me, and I will fix that. I will either, if that person does this again, I will terminate them, send them home, whatever the case, or if it's been a habitual problem, they won't work there anymore, because I don't want anybody talking to our racers that way.
One bigger question that steers away from the problem, you know, that I've seen in the threads, and I'm going to ask it, would you be willing to entertain the idea of a all-out Grudge event?
Yes, I would. And the only reason why I sound a little hesitant is I would love to, because all these problems that we talked about as far as time and class changes and all that kind of stuff would be gone, okay? And if we could do a real big Grudge race and all the Grudge racers in the country and want to come here to IR, where we have a good facility, you know, as far as, you know, traction, I mean, we pride ourselves in having a better track surface than any track in the country. And I would put our racing surface up against any track in the country of being a superior racing surface. I mean, we have a crew of how we prep the racetrack and the machines that we have that I feel is superior to none. Okay. And a lot of times people will think that's egotistical to say that, but I am confident that's the case. And the facility is a very nice facility, so I feel an all Grudge race at MIR would be very successful if everybody gets behind and supports it that way. And all the problems that we're talking about here will be non-existent if it's an all Grudge race. The only concern is I've seen some of the results and bike counts from some of the other Grudge races, and there's not a lot of bikes at some of the ones I've seen. That doesn't mean that there isn't some big ones out there, but some of the ones I've seen are anywhere from, like, you know, 80 to 100 bikes. And unfortunately, we have a very big expense side on MIR with track mortgages, credit lines, just expenses with MIR that I'm not sure that 100 racer, now whether it's a car race or a bike race or whatever, 100 racers would not cover the expenses for the day, much less put anything towards making it worthwhile. So if somebody feels that we can come in and draw in, you know, 300 or 200 or 300 racers and a good spectator base, then I'd be all for that and to do. And I've heard, saw some people say about doing a car and Grudge race, and we do a couple of those. We do, we have a custom tees, Door Slammer Nationals, where bikes and cars are welcome, and it's all Grudge race. And then we have one coming up next Saturday, the custom tees After Dark Underground, and there's cars and bikes at that well, that race too. So it's predominantly cars, but there are a lot of bikes that show up, and both of those are all Grudge races there. So all Grudge racing, cars and bikes. So we do two of those a year. And Monster and Larry, they put that race on, and man, they put spectators in them seats, man. I tell you, they get them out there. It's good crowds, lots of people, and they're good events. If you haven't been to one, that's the case. And how Monster kind of sets this up is is if somebody has locked in races, they come to him, and then he gets them around the line, brings them up front, and they go down the racetrack. So if you have a grudge bike and you want to come to a race with a lot of people and all grudge racing, then we have then those two events. Like I said, next Saturday, August 3rd, is that race. So to come out to that. But for all motorcycle grudge race, if I can get the right people to help me push and promote it, and if we feel that we could draw in 300 some bikes, and we think we can get a decent spectator crowd for it, I would be all for trying a Saturday event like that for sure.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take up any more of the grudge talk session. We appreciate you coming on and answering these questions that I tried to, narrow down from the list that we were reading from. I'd like to take this time, Chris, if there's anybody raising their hand right now, if you got any questions that they want to ask Jason that I haven't been able to touch base on, go ahead and get this one out of the way here.
Let's see, we got a few. We're going to open up the lines here. And like I said, guys, it's going into the second hour of Grudge Talk, so we're going to ask you to limit your time to about 2 or 3 minutes just so we can get on into the grudge section. So we're going to try the first number here. It'd be 0676. Your line is open. Okay, moving along. We got 0833. Your line is open. Okay, we got 9017. Your line is open.
What up?
Hey, what's going on?
Nah, shit, I'm just listening right now.
Okay. All right. Moving along, we got 1642.
Stop!
Okay.
He did.
We got 1746. Your line is open.
Yes, this is the controversial custom cuts, and I have a question for the panel tonight.
Okay.
It was said that My Rock has the best track worldwide. Now, when I travel to Valdosta, Georgia, Jason, Valdosta don't give us no problem. They let us pull around to the lanes. You know, if it's a big money run, they say, bam, okay, wait like 2 minutes. Let's get everything situated and let's go down the track. Now, I've never been to My Rock, and from what's going on, if we having a topic about My Rock, I don't wish to go up there. I'm not speaking bad about the track, but Valdosta, you got to cater to the scrubs sometimes. And grudge racers, we're considered the scrubs of racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spend big money, we bet big money, but we get treated the worst out of all the races in the world. Now, I feel like if you throw a grudge event, we will come. The racers from down south, we will come, but we got to be showing some love too. All this explanation about the clearance and stuff tonight, it don't matter about that. We just coming to run. We're going to bring the crowd, and we're going to bring the money, because I know that's what you're looking for at the end.
Right.
Now you tell us how you gonna make it better for the common man. That's what I want to know. The common man. I'm the common man. I'm not. I don't have sponsors. I'm the common racer, the common grudge runner. You know. You tell us, Jason. And look, I'm gonna tell you tonight. Your answer has been like 3 or 4 minutes long. You know. Can you cut this to like a half a second? Just answer the question.
Welcome to Snack Jack, Jason.
The question is, how can you cater to the common racer that want to just show up at a grudge event, run down your beautiful facility, and able to win some money or lose some money? Because tonight, you ain't really told us nothing that's going to, let us make us come up there to run at your facility. You ain't told us nothing. You ain't explained nothing. You just gave us a lot of excuses tonight.
I don't think I gave any excuses.
I want Jason. I don't want nobody else. I want Jason to answer this. Jason, go ahead.
Well, I don't think I gave any excuses. I mean, I basically told everybody how the policy changes we're going to do on breaking up the days on pricing, that we're going to do that. And a lot of racers, that's what they asked for. We're changing the ground clearance rules to the issues that a lot of racers have asked for. I told everybody that I'd have conversations with our staff about making sure that when the day gets long at the end of the day to keep it cool and not get flustered and things like that. Told everybody that we would not have any more aggressive people as far as, you know, and I'll terminate them or let them go or send them home if they're acting that way. So, I mean, I don't think any of that was excuses. Right. I was telling everybody the changes that I'm making.
Right.
So I think anybody that was really, truly listening and trying to give me a chance will understand that I was making those changes. When
right,
you spoke about
right.
Vadosta, Vadosta is an awesome track. I've been there 3 times now myself, and Tim Fleming and Roland that run that track, you know, we run radio races at our track. They run radio races there, and the record kind of
right.
goes back and forth between a lot of these classes. And when I said our track is an awesome racetrack as far as facility, as far as, you know, traction and everything else, it is, and so is Vadosta. I didn't say that no other track could match us, but Vadosta is one of the tracks that it's probably my, I'll be honest with you, Vadosta is probably my second favorite racetrack outside of MIR as far as facility. And I've gone down 3 times myself and things. So I've been to a couple of Manufacturers Cup events and I've been to the AMA event. So Tim and Roland, I have a lot of respect for them and Wade when he was there at Vadosta. So it's a great racetrack. Y'all lucky to have it down there. And I like the facility a lot. But,
well, I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, with the grudge races, you know, you got to really, like, bend over backwards for us because anything can pop out at any time. So, and actually, if you're having an event and you're including grudge racing in that event, I may be talking to Possum and get up a grudge race that need to be popped off at that between, like, 20 or 30 minutes after we get finished talking about it. So... Okay. You really got to kind of bend a little bit with us.
I agree,
you know,
and I agree, and I'm going to tell you that a lot of what's been going on right now is a little bit of a reality check for me, okay, to make sure that I keep things in motion. And, you know, generally the sportsman racers or the pro racers will come to us with problems, and I haven't heard – doesn't mean that some of the pro grudge racers haven't said some things, but – I think a lot of guys are just kind of, you know, nobody's boycotted us or said anything bad about us or slammed us or whatever the case. They just stopped coming,
right.
Which is the admirable thing to do, okay? They're not trying to be negative about us. They just kind of chose not to go. So once I've noticed, hey, look, where are these guys at? Like, what do we need to do? That's why I'm trying to make these changes. So I really, you know, there's a lot of people in this world when they don't get what they want, they can get really nasty. And I didn't see that from the grudge guys. Now, they may be talking amongst themselves and, hey, am I going there, whatever case, not feeling respected or getting the time. But I didn't get that from these guys. So, you know, I basically the way everybody handled themselves and the way things are being done now, I've learned to grow a lot more respect for grudge racing myself. I'm not a grudge racer myself, but there's a lot of other class racers that don't handle things the way the grudge racers did here, and it made me get a lot more respect for those guys. And I want you guys at the racetrack. I want you guys to have fun and things, and that's why I'm making these changes.
Well, Jason, if you really look at it far as racing and far as bringing the crowd, the only racers that bring the crowd is the Promar. It used to be the Outlaw bikes run out the back door. People like to see that heads up out the back door racing. I'm not gonna drive 8 hours to see no street bike go down the track and dial in a number.
So not everybody can afford to go grudge race, or not everybody can afford to race, you know, heads up classes. And the sportsman racer that has a street e-bike, the common guy, you know, and things that don't have much money besides the bike that he has and put gas in each week, they bracket
right.
race and so forth. They'll race index. And we have those programs for those guys at the racetrack, and they have fun. They have fun doing that. And there's a lot of participants that way. They don't really maybe not draw a lot of spectators per se, but their friends and their family are at the racetrack supporting the event, and the grudge racers and the heads-up racers and so forth can help draw a lot of the flavor that the fans like to watch. And so to have a good, successful event with a lot of bikes, I mean, last year we were getting 600 racers at some of these events, is because I had all three elements, pro racers, sportsman racers, and grudge racers.
I know, that's why
I'm trying to get the grudge back on track.
I know in Valdosta, when they had the event down there, I think the Bike Nationals, you had like one man over the grudge bikes. And, you know, they told us in Valdosta that 11 o'clock is the cutoff time. That's it. As long as you communicate with the grudge racers and stay on the loudspeaker, we will appreciate that and cooperate with that. But if nobody don't know what's going on and we pay $150 and get one pass, no, it's going to be some fire behind that.
I understand that.
I mean, money hard to come by, and at the end of the day, the only people that's making money is the people that's running the track, unless you just happen to be fortunate like I am and win a grudge race. I mean,
right. I understand.
You know, and Jason, I'm telling you, you got to really come with it.
I'll be honest with you guys. I'm looking forward to handling these problems that, you know, I said that the change they're making on like, the 2-inch roll, changing the price structure. The one I didn't get to say tonight that I know I told Possum this earlier, and I made a post on Psychobike about it earlier today, is when we start the clock for After Dark, okay, it's supposed to be a 2-hour clock. But when we start the clock for After Dark, in the past, we had taken, and like again, I don't like the idle racetrack, so when I'm finishing the last few rounds of the class bikes, and these guys are down to eighth finals or quarterfinals or semifinals or whatnot, when we're doing that, the track is idle. So what we would do is we would start the After Dark clock, start running the After Dark bikes, and we'd break into After Dark to run the class bikes. Well, that's not going to happen anymore. I won't start the clock for After Dark until we are done with the sportsman racing. That way we're not having to start, interrupt the After Dark clock for anything at all. However, I do plan on starting the After Dark while we're still running class racing in the cooldown round. That way I don't have an empty racetrack that I'm staring at, and then I'm getting the After Dark guys more track time while the class bikes are starting. So in essence, there will be some of the bracket, you know, class bikes breaking into Grudge session, but they won't be on their clock yet. So the After Dark guys will be getting additional runs that they wouldn't be getting. You follow what I'm saying there?
Yeah, Jason, and you know what? I appreciate you saying that because even down there in Valdosta, they say, okay, after the pro rounds, if we got any downtime, y'all come on around, but you got to let us know. If we don't know, we can't tell y'all to come on around. So we always, it's communication. That's all it is, just communication.
Well, that's why go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You the boss. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know about the boss now or not, but what I need to have is my go-to person. That's my grudge connected guy that knows all the riders, who's real, you know, who's the big races, et cetera. So when we have those, we can get a little bit more importance on those guys to get those around when they're ready and bring up there. I need my grudge liaison. You follow what I'm saying? At the event and so forth. So
right.
I'm very excited by the next race. I think everyone's going to see a whole new tone with grudge racing at MIR.
Right.
Okay. And like I said, a lot of this was a reality check for us. Okay, and making sure we come right. So it's going to be a better program than we had before things started getting out of shape.
And you know, and I don't want to get off subject, but I had some guys from Louisiana, you know, like call me tonight. Actually, he was on the line. I kind of beat over, but the guy that owns the Angola bike, I wish he would, like, press one to come on because I think this would be a good place that we can hold our, you know, our grudge race at, you know.
Right.
You know, and I'm pretty sure that he's on listening because they the one that called me. If y'all listening, just press one and come on and share your thoughts. Don't hide behind the phone. Just press one. This is Grudge Talk Radio. You know, so. I'm just putting that out there. I don't
want to
step on nobody's toes, Chris.
Okay, well, we're going to move on because we into the second hour of the time, so I know these guys want to go out here and talk. So Jason will be back on next week, but we're going to address three more callers, and then we're going to set this part down and then go into the grub section. So with that being said, we got 5051. Your line is open.
It's me, Chris. I'm listening. It's Neil.
Okay. We got 0655.
Wow.
We got 0825.
I think we pretty much touched all the questions.
Okay.
Hopefully it's more meaningful.
I believe so. So
yeah. I finally woke up, but yeah, y'all touched everything.
Okay. Well, like, you know, we're going to have my meetings still aren't done, and I have some conference calls, you know, with some other grudge racers over the weekend. And hopefully what I've, you know, answered tonight addresses majority of the concerns and things like that. But I want everybody to know that this is something that, you know, we're still working on to try to improve in every way we can. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity, you know, to come on the show tonight and come back and touch base tomorrow, next week, with some other things that I'm working to figure it out as far as this rear brake issue. I'm not sure if I'll answer on that by next week once I hear from IHRA or if it'll be a few months from now. But hopefully we can come up with some news on that here soon, too.
Okay. All right. Well, Jason, you can either stay on the line and listen, you know, to some of the guys or either you can, you know, if you want to call them or whatever, but we do welcome you for coming on and kind of clearing up some stuff, and hopefully some of the grudge races or whatever have some ideas, or maybe it can see some light shining, at least beginning to shine, on as the program up there. All right, so.
I appreciate having you on here. I think we covered a lot of ground tonight that would have taken a lot longer, a lot more reading on a forum to get done in the time frame that we knocked out tonight. So it was very helpful and awesome. Thanks for, you know, putting the questions together that everybody wanted to do, and
I mean, no
we make sure we address each point. I appreciate you taking time to do that.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, Possum, thank you for the three questions that you put together. Chris, can you say some people, oh, man, wow, I'm about to go to see.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's see.
I'm going to go ahead and sign off then, but if you're, for me, I'll let you all get to your all's back talking and setting up all the races and all that good stuff, all right?
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, I hope to see you all in October.
Okay, Jason, use VHT. Don't cut it too much, okay?
right on. All right, guys, take care. Thank you.
Okay. We've got one guy here. Let me see if I can touch him in. Let's see.
Oh, 504. Wow. I hope it's 504.
Custom Cuts, you was about to have a nervous breakdown because you wasn't getting no attention, wasn't you?
No, actually, I just...
Wow.
You know, actually, I just got on.
You've been on here for a while. You've been typing on Cycle Bike.
Actually, I've been on the Internet.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been on the Internet. Your point, I want to talk to my Louisiana guys, the 504 error code that kicked me while Jason was talking and interrupt my thought process.
I believe, honestly, you believe Chris' show is all about you, don't you?
No, honestly, I think the Oprah show is all about me, okay?
Well, you need to tune in to Oprah. It's Chris' show.
Well, if you pay my bill on my cell phone, you can control who I call. But
no, what I was saying was, it's just being disrespectful. Because think about it. Me and you, Wade, on South, it's going to be few and far between me and you go to Mirror. If the boys that live up there are actually trying to fix the problem they have with that track, let the boys fix their problem. That's all I'm saying. That's just disrespectful as hell.
Now, let me ask you a question, all jokes aside. Did it get anything accomplished tonight by answering those questions?
Well,
nothing.
At the next race, ask that question again at the next race. Maybe they take something, maybe they won't.
Okay, let me ask you something. Far as Valdosta and Myrock, which is
this
the
ain't
next
about Valdosta versus Myrock. Valdosta and Myrock has nothing to do with each other.
Oh, man, come on. Ain't nobody going to drive way up there to pay $150.
That's what I just said. Me and you going to stay down here, and it's going to be few and far between before we go way up there. So let the boys that stay up there, they might actually have a problem they're trying to resolve. Let them have their time. Now that time is over, let's bring it back down south and have a little fun and talk about what we usually talk about. Just be respectful to other people is all I'm saying, dog. Act like you got raised right.
Look, let me tell you something now. I think everybody on here got raised right. It ain't no point about whoever got raised right. It's just that if I don't want to listen to that, and people texting the Don Juan about they about to fall asleep, yeah, I press one and I let Chris go.
Chris wanted to do something different with his show tonight because it's his show. If that's what Chris wanted to do, guess what? We got to abide by Chris's rules because this is Chris's show. If that's what he wanted to do tonight, what can we ultimately do about it? We let Chris run his show. This ain't your show. It ain't all about you.
Wait, you know what? I understand that, my friend. But you know
no,
what?
No, I don't believe you do.
You know what? Well, help me to understand then. Help me understand it. Huh?
Sit down, shut up, and deal with Chris' rules. How about that? That's just what it is.
Well, why don't you do that?
I sat down and I shut up until Chris opened all the lines. That's what I did.
Chris, do you have anybody from Louisiana, 504 Miller, anybody that owns an Angola bike that can come in and talk to me because they text me about a race, so I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I'm not trying to hear about all this. It's more.
Won't you take them back?
Let me get Bud Light on the phone too, because
we don't want to hear about you and the Angola bike. Don't none of us want to hear about you racing the Angola bike either. But we gonna let you talk just because it's out of respect.
Hold on, my friend. Hold on, Amos.
Stay on some dumb shit.
Hold on, Amos.
Bud Light. Alex.
Yeah, hey Chris.
Okay, what's going on? We got the best in, man.
Hey, Bash, your kills on said you were letting me in at 9:17.
Oh, man, come on.
We had kills on in, man. The kills on. Let me
Hey. But I do want to stress one thing. August 3rd, Young Bloods are having a race at Piedmont Dragway. Nick wants him in the golf cart. Come on, tell him. Come on, tell him Young Bloods talk. Come on. Young Bloods talk. Come on. Come here, call him out. Come here,
call him out, then. Tell him to
say what's up. Nick don't want to get on, man. He saw the hospital cotton.
I bet he'll get on if you say custom cuts on here.
Custom cuts that he on here, you won't get on.
Custom cuts.
What's going on, my friend?
My brother Doug's gonna tear you up.
Wait, hold on. Nah, you know what? You need to stick your thumb in your mouth and go to bed now. I'm mad at you.
Who's gonna ride your bike or you?
your brother Justin.
Who's gonna kill you? Even if they spin all the way down the track, they still gonna beat you.
Hey, Alex, you need to stop coaching him, man.
That's baby bro. Hey, he got your poser. But that's his baby brother.
You guys, hold on one second. We're going to patch in two people, man. We got 2204 and we got 9017.
Okay.
It still ain't 504, man. Yes, sir.
What's up with
you? Hey, TZ, come my crew be, man. Quit making chaos through the crew, man. Just let them breathe, man. Hey, wait till we get to the track and then call all the chaos you want to.
Okay,
They don't do good with drama, man.
If you want
to talk junk, go on the internet and cuss me out all day long. Because, you know, I'm mad too.
Alex, you know what? Alex, since you telling me that and you the boss, I appreciate that. And, you know, I abide by your rules. I won't talk
no
more.
No. It ain't like that. I'm just a mild-ass bastard, just like you. I got a tactic on my races. I do bullshit just like you do. And I know what you're doing. So, I ain't knocking you off them, but they can't take that, man. They emotional and shit.
Yeah,
so,
you're right.
Just ease up, man. Just cut me out. Call me on the fat, whatever the fuck you want to. I'm good.
But my crew, man, they don't roll like that, man. The only speaker for Sam Cook, to me, when I first met Sam Cook to fight, you introduced me to Sam Cook. So I'm only going to listen to you.
Shit to me said the bike was duct tape. That's the same bike. Yeah.
With that Edelbrock progressive system on it.
Yeah, that's it.
What's that Killzone that said, what's up? Killzone, what's up, my friend?
What's up?
What's on your mind?
Hey,
man.
They're going to kill me.
I asked you a question earlier. I know you said you were going to the Rock on the 31st. That's going to be your first time racing your bike this year, right?
No, actually, I raced my bike.
Give me one moment.
Actually, I raced my bike twice, but my bike blew up. My bike blew up. I don't race my bike twice.
Who you ran?
Nobody. I ran out the track by myself. I ran down the track by myself. You asked me that I raced my bike. Yes, I raced against the clock. Okay?
When man, when I do it, you know, come on now. Don't give you that deep, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about when I say race.
Oh, you talking about, oh, okay, you talking about that. Well, you know what? You know what? With all this rain that's going on, I have yet to race anybody. But I have beat Tootie, and I have beat 205 in the Four Horsemen race. I have beat Tootie, and you was there because I helped you with your bike.
Yeah, but well, I haven't ran your bike.
I haven't ran my bike all year. I've been having problems after problems. But right now, I'm locked in with Sam Cook, Lil Dusty Ride, Cardio Pit Crew, and I'm going to race them August the 31st.
He's going to tear your ass up, too. I'm just going to tell you that.
Yeah.
That's one case. That's one case. That's been a lot of money.
Look,
that
Alex,
don't rattle.
That fucker do not rattle.
Hey, if he choke on the line, I'll shoot myself in the head on the starting line.
Believe me, I ain't ready to die. Okay, we all saw in the Four Horsemen race that I told Lil Richard out the hole. We already saw that. So if you want to bet that money on your son out the hole, that he's going
yes,
to
me, yes, sir. Any day, anytime. Hey, look.
Okay,
look. Lil Richard, tell Lil Richard to tell you when he ever beat us. Never is the word. Never in a damn life have he ever beat him. We gave him a break and beat him.
Wow. This is crazy.
I want to talk to Lil Dusty.
Where's Lil Dusty at tonight? Lil Dusty, come on.
He don't need to be on here. Hey, that boy got a good image. He don't need to be on here on this bullshit.
Hey, we chasing
sponsors. He need to be sitting back in the back and doing what he do.
So, Alex,
he's a rider.
Chris, I want to ask you a question. Why do it seem like Killzone, Alex Possum, and Ike all done made a line?
No. Alex know he's young because Alex been with him all his life. And Alex done spent all every damn dime he had trying to groom him. And that fucker is a rider. That's one thing about him. Whether we fall out or not, because I love the race.
Right.
He can let a race come to him, and that's our problem. No, my thing is, if we go to the track and our bike running good, I want the whole damn track. But my crew can just take one race at a time. And that causes drama because I'm ignorant as hell. That's just
me.
Because I'm telling you, if I get down that track, it's on.
Ask that question you just about to ask.
Okay. Now, I want to know, it seems lately that on the internet and via this Grudge Talk Radio, it seems like Killzone, Ike Turner, Possum, Alex, Lil Dusty, they all formed an alliance, sort of like the Dream Team.
No.
Hey, hold on.
But I'll let you
hold
do
on.
You, Killzone. Because you always fuck cuz, just like I do.
Let me tell you who he is.
Before all of my grudge races,
I thought all we called Ike and Possum, you know, until, you know, when the bike had fucked up and me and Possum was talking on the phone, he was trying to get me the goddamn bring the bike back, and I won because I still won the race. So with that being said, the whole time I had my bike out, Possum and Ike been goddamn giving me advice and helping me out.
Right.
But I just didn't listen to them at the end. They told
right.
me to bring it up, though. I didn't answer the phone, goddamn.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, You know what? You know, Killzone, I respect you as a man. I done met you in person. We done shook hands and stuff. But I just feel like it's going to come to this day where me and you going to butt heads on the racetrack.
Uh-oh.
But if you there got you. Now, August the 31st, no matter what happened between me and Dusty, I want you to be the second grudge race. And I'm going to tell you right
now.
Listen, you already know how I feel about The Rock.
And we already discussed what race.
Okay.
You said you were going to give me the backside of 1/8. And we're going to do that race, I promise you. Next time we at the track, we doing
I'm
that race.
I'm going to give you something better than that. You show up at Dano's next event in Battle Island.
I'm not coming. It ain't even no sense talking about it. I'm not coming.
No, I'm saying in Battle Island.
I got one better than that, CZ.
Oh, yeah.
October the 12th, I'm going to tell you this right here. But
I'm listening.
Can I tell you this right here?
If Dustin don't got the pay, we'll tell your ass up. He'll drop his call, man. So don't catch him back in, man. You know he's trying to call back. When you're a big man, you got to raise a little dude. You know how that goes. Yeah, well, he said he was going to give me the back tie.
Hey, that's TC, man.
He might be the man. That's what we were going at, but I thought he was talking about the rock. How's that so bad for that concern with everybody else does? Nobody cares what he does. Cause conflict.
Y'all remember when we was all in middle school, you had that one little girl that always stirred up shit with everybody and ended up getting their ass tore
up. Yeah.
There you go. That's the thing. A lot of people haven't realized that CeCe hasn't raced his bike all year.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you though, kids, on Let me tell you something about Duff. Swerve cussed that motherfucker out from the trailer and the stacking things off the line. He do a job. There ain't nobody, no mouth in the desk. But always remember, I gave him everything he ever wants and more. So,
Alex, if you run through them,
because that motherfucker is ungrateful. And that's my son. That's the way it goes.
It doesn't.
That's my damn limit. And I don't give a fuck what nobody tell me.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, I roll with it, hey. And that motherfucker got skills. He got unbelievable skills, dog. He take his weight for nothing. I tell everybody that. Yeah.
Hey, Alex, that's the third week in a row.
What's that?
No, I was talking about Alex. Come on here and win to tell us what he thinks.
I'm glad somebody see this.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm God, too, man.
Alex, you need to go get you a bottle and get it on the line with custom cut.
One second here.
That was somebody.
This custom cut.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my. Tell him I'll be doing somebody's eyebrows.
Hello.
Nigga, is you doing somebody's eyebrows?
No, Alice, let me get this right now. I'm not Killzone. Are you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's what I was telling you. Now this deal only stands for you and only you. October the 12th at Daniel's Race in Battle Austin. You get the break in a quarter mile, and I just want to show you what this DTM power gonna do. And that stand, that only goes for you, Killzone. Nobody else.
Hey, nobody else. Please.
What's going on, my friend?
Hey, DTM, we got something else with power.
What you waiting on? That's a done deal.
I
want
to go on my phone, but I think he mixed with something.
And look, I don't want to hear no excuse about the transmission. I don't want to hear no excuse about the transmission and when I.
Come on with that custom cut, man. You done been around the track with me a couple times. You know goddamn well I don't give a damn about no racing. Come on, man.
Okay, so you're going to take a break for me in the quarter.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll definitely see. October 12th, everybody gonna heard on here tonight. You're gonna take the break from me, and I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna take it out before the 60
hey,
foot.
Hey, the head off break, right?
I ain't none of predator.
The head off break, right, CC?
Yeah, say what now?
Can you go and call Dan and tell him?
No, one thing about my mechanic. One thing about my mechanic, he's straight. He's straight.
I'm
saying
that,
CD,
but you blowing up, though.
No. It don't matter, dog. This game is just like picking cotton. Picking cotton. You always going to get stuck. You always going to get stuck. You know, I don't care what nobody say. I trust my mechanic. I depend on my mechanic. That's my man right there. Ain't nobody going to make me stray away to nobody else.
But
ain't nobody
going to.
It don't matter as long as I turn that green bulb on. I don't care about fast. I don't care about fast. I don't care about that.
I guess you got damn way no updates on your first race.
And you're right because
no,
I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead. Let me talk.
Go ahead.
What a lot of people don't realize, see, you smarter than a lot of motherfuckers think. When we was at Twiz last year, whatever you did to make that fucking bike not crank,
you did that.
We all was at the four horse race. You knew Bucknell or whoever was gonna come over there and say put that motherfucker in there. They don't give a damn. See, you knew that shit. You see what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers, you smart than you. A lot of motherfuckers don't think you smart, but you
I
are.
I just did. I text Chris and everything.
That's not being smart. That's being a coward.
No, that ain't being no coward. You know what? You can say he's being a coward, but I'm gonna tell you like this right here. I didn't know Buckman was gonna come over there and say that. But when you come over to the line,
they wanted you too bad, man. Come on, Custom Cut, man. I know you ain't gonna admit to, but they just wanted to get that fucking race off and be done with shit. They didn't give a damn what you were riding. They just wanted to race you. You can be the fastest bike in the world. But when you shit talking, that shit don't matter. Motherfuckers wanna race
you.
And then if they lose, that shit hurt their pride even worse. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And when I show this little crew with Sam Cook, when I show them what the business is, they ain't gonna want no more of me. Little Dusty, he gonna come back on his knees. I guarantee you, he gonna come back on his knees. He gonna come back, yeah, man. Custom Cuts, you know what? I got to give it to you, bro. You smarter than what people give you credit for. Dog, I don't talk like this because I'm crazy. Cause I'm crazy.
First time Dustin might lose a race. That boy lost a race before. He's a killer.
It ain't about losing. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all this right here. Now, y'all let Jason speak tonight. Now, I want y'all to let Custom Cut speak tonight. I'm gonna speak real to y'all. You know what? I'm doing to prepare for Dustin because I respect him. I'm eating one fish fillet a day, because you know what? You know what? I guarantee you, when I step on the scale at the Rockingham, I beat anybody. I weigh 130 flat. 130 flat. I beat anybody that. What you mean, who cares?
More than 130. Nobody cares.
You know what? So you mean to tell me weight don't matter? Weight don't matter.
Hey, Alex.
You need to tell him something, bro. Okay, well, you get on Sam Cook and raise me a weight don't matter.
That's big and bad.
Right. Stop talking like you the man then. If you so big and bad, you get on Sam Cook. you get on Sam Cooke.
Cool. With me, Ryan Sam Cooke. That makes no sense.
Y'all talking crazy.
But don't make no sense.
Y'all talking crazy.
Nobody cares about your weight. Come show up to the race 120 pounds. Set a goal for yourself, 120. Come 120 pounds, get ran over, pass the bread over, and we'll tell you good race and shake your hand. That's it. It's that simple, man. Why you make it so hard?
You know what? Well, first of all, I'm not going to have to pass the bread over because Dano's going to be holding the bread. So y'all ain't got to see me about no money. But don't, hey, I'm going to tell you this right here now. I don't always count your business for his hat, for the hat now. Because I'm not coming all the way up there to look like a fool now. I may look like one on my pictures around my house, but I ain't going to look like one in North Carolina that weekend. Believe that, buddy.
I'm going to do what you do to me. Since you so big and bad, you gave tears on the break in the quarter. How about this? I own my own bike. Get my street bike to break with me riding.
Well, you know what? Like Killzone said about custom cuts, I'm not a fool. And I know even a fat man have a good day at the dinner table. So I'm not gonna give you nothing.
So you telling me you respect my bike more than Killzone bike?
You know what? I'm gonna make it better for you. I respect you. But if you let that dumb on it possum, I may get him the back tie.
No, thank you.
Custom cut.
That's all right. You and Cook, y'all have a good one, man. I hope the race turned out great.
Yeah.
We got another line here. Let me open this line.
Please don't open. I hope it ain't Michael Phillips, because I didn't see him on TV Sunday.
06-76 when your line is open.
Custom cut.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
You was looking for them Louisiana boys with that Angola bike, so here we are.
Angola bike. I've been searching for y'all fellas, y'all rounds.
Wait. First, before we go into this long media talk, now we don't need to be on here 2 hours to discuss what we need to discuss. What you want to do and when you want to do it.
October the 12th in Valdosta. Just come see me, bro. We can lock it in.
What? How much you want to lock in?
Man, come on now. You know we can't talk residuals over the phone. Come on now.
Well, you put everything else out there on the street, so let's put it all out there.
Since you want to be like that, since I'm legit a stack, just like I said, Sam Cooke, we locking in a stack. Since you want to say it like that, we gonna lock in a stack on five.
That's a stack on five.
Yeah, and I am bringing my marker. I'm marking everything that y'all bring. Believe that.
You gonna do what now?
I'm marking everything y'all bring. The Hondas, the 20s, the 5s, the 10s.
Oh, that's fine. You can do all that.
You know what? Matter of fact, if you bring a $1 bill and try to put it in the pot, you done lost your money. Now let's bet that. Don't even bring no one.
Look here. Hey, you got your cheerleading squad now. So, ain't no cheerleading going on today. So, we just try
to. You know, it sounds like Miller on the phone, too.
I'm so glad the guy finally let you know that at least you ought to have some respect for somebody when somebody trying to do business to change their own business.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Louisiana, I got to give y'all respect because y'all will run. But if y'all come over here and see me October the 12th, I'm going to make it good for y'all so y'all can hop on the road a little faster. I bet $200 over whatever we bet in the pot. So we bet 35, I bet 37.
That should be a good rate for y'all, so both of y'all be testing all you.
I'm gonna tell you something. Your bike went down in February about a transmission, and we all know they got transmissions on the shelf.
I was supposed to get my bike this week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on vacation. My family, my sister got to get up mountains goddamn next weekend. I was on my plane for the feet, man. And the week after that, Killzone will have his motherfucking bike. Okay.
Killzone, give me one minute to pull my violin out the case and start strumming it, because that sounds like an excuse to me. I don't care what you own, vacation or whatever. You know, don't stick your chest out and think you can hang with the big dogs, because you get the break. October 12th, you get the break. And you know what? You know,
you ain't a big dog because you ain't digging shit. Are you, man?
What you talking about? You know what? I'm a big dog with inside of me. You know, I'm a big dog. You know what? I'm going to make it better for you. You can shake down all you want to October the 12th. I'm going to come straight out the truck and run around you.
giving nobody nothing else, because y'all say I'm the slowest. Y'all say I'm the slowest man in the game. Y'all say I'm the slowest man in the game. But you know what?
Listen. You never heard nobody over here saying you was the slowest man in the game, right?
No, I ain't never heard none of y'all say that.
All right, so therefore you can't throw us in that monkey wrench right there. But still, yet I'm gonna say it again.
Yeah.
He just got a little old street cop bike. He didn't give us a break with that.
No, I can't do that. So y'all can go ahead and laugh and joke all you want to, but I'm not Boo Boo the Fool. Like Alex said tonight, Alex Bud Light, even though he's drunk, I never agreed with a drunk man in my life, but I'm going to agree with him tonight. Custom Cuts is not a fool. I'm not a fool. I've been in this game a long time. So you know what? Read what you want to on the internet, but believe half of it. Because when I show up at the track,
you ain't going to run.
What you talking about? Come on, Miller. Go ahead.
Hold up. Now you're not finna have you're not finna call out here, lose out, and try to get my homeboy a bike to try to run. Now, yeah.
Oh none of that. But okay. You're right. I don't own Geronimo. I have nothing to do with Geronimo. Geronimo owner, me and him, we good friends, I consider this. But I want to ask Miller this right here. Miller, I told y'all what was wrong with that street car bike when I bought it over there. And I told y'all, no matter what, I'm a race. And I raced and I lost. I'm a racer, dog. It don't matter to me. Bread is bread. Y'all the one that's got to stand in front of your boss man to make it. I ain't got to do it.
I can't help. I work for myself. I can't help that.
Miller.
You're not the only one who do that. Everybody do that.
Y'all.
I mean, we ain't even talking bread right now.
Hey, Miller. I was talking about Killzone. I was trying to hit him below the
Look, That's a lot of back right there, Josh. You can't hit me below the belt.
Well, don't let
him get under your skin. He ain't doing nothing but talking.
Hey, 8 o'clock.
Nobody can get up on you.
You better be there at 8 o'clock, and I want that clock punched. You better be there at 8 o'clock.
So, I just want to make sure we got this straight on the radio station.
Oh, here we go.
When did you say it? August the 12th? That's what you said? Custom cut in Angola. Going to get it
out the back door. And you know what? I'm going to make it even better for you. I want your number one stunner, MP, to be straddled that bike. MP. And I ain't calling no name. That can be Master P or, well, I ain't going to say that name because I don't want him to come up here and cut
you
off.
Now, you don't decide who rides the bike for us.
Okay, well, put Sean Gann on there since he won the last race. Put Sean Gann on there. It don't matter.
Okay.
It don't matter. But I want Louisiana on there October the 12th. Since they say Grudge Racing is dead, Louisiana, come to me. Come to me. I'm going to bet 200 over whatever y'all bet. I'm going to bet 200 over whatever y'all bet.
We already know what the pot is already.
Okay, we're going to see. I'm going to spice it up a little bit more because y'all like it spicy.
Hey, don't get to the track and start talking $200 like you were doing
down
up in Hattiesburg.
Dog, it was a blow-up street bike. What you think? Come on, dog. Come on, now. I told you that. It was a blow-up street bike.
I'm going to let you know up front.
Dog, you know what? I tell you what. Since you think the pot's going to be shady, all you got to do is just lock it in, and I'll send the money to Chris.
We just told you that already.
I mean, come on, man. Y'all money just as green as our money over here, man. Y'all don't represent nothing over there. You better get past whatever coming your way this weekend. Don't y'all got a race in Chris, don't they got a race over there this weekend with the Harleys?
That's in Texas.
Well, y'all right over there by what, y'all 2 hours away from Texas?
Yeah, once you come on down there, you coming down there to Chris race down there,
I got a doctor's appointment.
You better keep one.
I'm getting lipo. I'm going to the doctor to make my face look like Cackle Bob. I'm going to get a facelift.
Hey,
I want my face to look like Cackle Bob.
Be careful what you ask for, yeah.
Oh, man, come on, man. Enough with the voodoo and stuff, man. Come on, man. Y'all got a little dog that look like Cuss and Cuss over there? Come on, man.
Let's do it, Chris, man.
Chris, you need to get a special line. That way you can shut him off while somebody else can really set up the race. Because he ain't all of us knocking all your time and ain't going to race nobody.
Well, you know what? We got
three callers. Hey, hold on 1 second, because let's open up these lines, man, and see what these guys got. We got 9164. Your line is open. 9164, your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man? It's Hard Rock, man.
Hey, Hard Rock, what's going on with you?
Man, I don't know it, man. Me and G trying to see what's going on. Jared, when you race it, what day that is, you getting somebody to break?
I'm giving kills on the break October the 12th in Valdosta.
Oh, hey there. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to ask one question, man, and I'm going to get off the line. I'm going to get off y'all line and let y'all have the rest of y'all conversation. I just want to know, when have Wake ever won a race?
Man, let me tell you something, man. Y'all, man, I hate when people say shit like that, man. Y'all think that shit don't matter. Y'all a fool, man. But
man,
put a big
don't
guy.
Matter, only thing gonna win that race, man, that day. Only thing y'all had ever seen win that race that day. Because I'm talking about right now, and I mean what I say when I say this. You can hold me a timer for it.
Let him talk. Let me finish my conversation. I would say Possum right now, and I would bet my money on Possum right now against anybody that's caught up just like Possum. I bet my money on Possum that he'll win that race.
Okay.
what kind of bike Possum got?
or 1,000.
He got a few different bikes. But what?
Yeah,
Killer Zone. When you and Tudor was in Phoenix City, and I know for a fact you way bigger than Tudor. I know 100% probably you bigger than Tudor. Then you beat Tudor.
But y'all, see, y'all ain't worried about what's in that goddamn heartbeat, what's in that fucking motor. See, y'all don't think about that.
Okay, then, that's my point. That's what I was trying to get to the whole time.
I knew I had
to do
the code before the race even started.
If your motherfucker's not right, I don't care how light your rod is, you're going to lose, man. I don't know why y'all keep hounding out.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, hell, people know who all the best dealers is and who build the best shit. But then again, that shit just fall back on what your pocket look like too, so
right,
you know,
right. But I'm saying everybody now, man. I'm just saying like 90% of people now, man, showing up at the race track,
like,
man. They always
just like them boys in Texas got all them slow bikes and they try to race these guys in the East. You know what I'm saying? Or
yeah,
me a custom or something like that.
But it's always tied up in your bike, man. If your bike is not consistent, your bike is not right, you are not going to win a lot of races. I don't really care who you put on there.
He's right about that, and the only thing that I don't like about Killzone when he raced, and I wish he would change this. Killzone have to do too much at the start line. Killzone be working on his bike. Killzone hop off his motorcycle, be looking up under. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Killzone.
Hey,
now, you know where we was in Phoenix City. I tried to help you. I tried to help you, dog.
Look, you're right. I do everything,
girl,
man. And for my team,
pit crew.
Gerald is a big boy. If you get a fight started right now in Gerald's class, right now, I put my money on Gerald, man. Gerald is a good rider. He's a good rider, but his bike is consistent, man. His bike runs real good. And that's what always wins the races, man. Like everybody, y'all keep hollering every day. The fastest bike don't always win, man, because.
So, look, G, I want to ask you a question. Everybody done saw the internet when I was doing the push-ups on the 8-9 stacks. I'm just saying, what was the reason why you lost those races? I mean, was it the rider or was it the motorcycle? Man, you beat me out of 4-5 stacks, man. But that's how we race down here. What I'm trying to get people to understand is, man, we race and we lose, man. Me and you don't swap money, but don't swap stacks. And I ain't worried about telling nobody that because I know how I make my money. We ain't worried about that. But what I'm saying is your bike got to be right.
Every time me and you won our races, every time I beat you, it's because I had a better bike that day. Every time you beat me, you had a better bike that day. It wasn't never really left up to the rider because every time you beat me, my bike was having problems that day. And every time I beat you, your bike was having problems that day. And that's in every race that's going on. I don't know why these girl races keep showing up at the track. How much your ride away? That shit don't matter. I swear to God, it don't matter. It matters whatever you got in your bike. If your bike is jammed up and it's consistent, you can win.
So, look, G, I want to put you on the spot.
This is one of the biggest races I know right now, and I don't much know Poplin like that. But if I'm at that racetrack, and Poplin racing somebody, man, and they fight follow just like Poplin, I'll put my money on Poplin all day.
Well, you know what? I have a big cup of coffee waiting on you because, boy, you're going to need it because Possum is one of the sloppiest girls racers out there. I'm being real. This is custom cut.
I got one question for you, custom cut. Is anybody have anything besides you
If anybody not sloppy except for you, you're the only perfect person around, y'all.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm the only person.
You keep talking, you ain't getting under my skin.
You can say what you want to say. I'm the only person that made it to the final round in a four horseman race of the top of the toppest dogs out there.
Did you win? You made it to the
final. I won. Yes, I won. I won second place.
Second place and anything don't matter.
Wait, hold on.
The only reason you took second place is because my homeboy you cried like a baby on the phone to get him to bring that place up there.
What? Oh, my God. What?
Since you said it, and I know he's listening, so I'm going to go and tell it right there to your face.
Tell it all, dog.
Hey,
tell it all.
You sit up here and told people how you paid to have that bike shipped up there and everything. You quit lying so much.
I paid. Who? Hold on.
So you had the bike on the way there before they even agreed to let you switch?
Oh,
bikes?
No. Hey, look. Look, yeah, to all my Custom Cuts fans, don't believe the hype. Custom Cuts did not call nobody. Custom Cuts did not call nobody.
I got one more request for you. This came from Jeremy himself. He said, on Nasty Nigga, had Chris 1000. Pull his dress on the street, Ty. All you got to do is let him tear out in a quarter, and we'll give you $500. We'll give you $500 just to race him on that.
Now, y'all let me answer that question right there. Now, Lil G, I want you to tell Rob, because I know that's the owner of Nasty Nicky, I give him the fat tie, and he ain't got to give me nothing and bet like he want to bet. Bet like he want to. I give him the fat tie.
I should have get the back tie.
Custom Cuts, you can't fade Rob. That you need to quit stunting.
Man, Rob already told me when he tried to run out without money in North Carolina. Now, Lil G, back me up on that one.
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you,
man, what up your father is, you come sound like you're $500 by just a racer, man.
Now, if you tell Rob to bet what he want him,
this is $41,000.
Man, look.
You a number, you probably going to faint.
Man, let me tell you something. Jeremy Rossi weighs like 220 some pounds right now.
Right.
He's not a racer.
Right.
He's not a racer.
So get you some money then. Get you some easy money then.
Okay.
Look, G.
You ain't heard for no money. Everybody know. I rolled past your house like the other week going up to Carolina. I know how you roll. I ain't heard for no money. You ain't heard for no money. I'm not finna raise this dude like that. I'm not finna raise that dude like that. He gets the back tie in the quarter. Carolina, who did you bet with when you came up to North Carolina? We couldn't get our money back. Who did you bet with?
I bet with you.
Thank you. Now, Parker, I want y'all to listen to that. He bet with a winner. You know why? Because the winner bet with him.
You want a sugar cookie?
I bet with you.
You
want
a sugar
cookie?
We got one more caller here. We got six more minutes.
Hold on. Everybody's entitled to making a mistake, buddy. Everybody makes mistakes. That man put his money with you. He made a mistake. He might
Man, you, you, you know, you, You was over there struggling with BMF. You ain't got no ground to stand on. Chris, pass it up. Oh, man, you want to ride it. 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 You stay at the dinner table.
Hey,
go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Mike, who you talking to, me or Custom Cut?
I see you ever slap the taste out your motherfucking mouth. Stop putting my fucking name in your mouth, you coward.
Mike, you talking to Custom Cut?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
You know who you talking to, Mike.
I'm talking about
you, Mike.
Who Mike talking about?
Huh? Oh, Mike. Mike, I know you hear me.
No, Mike, just like your NHR career, gone. He's just like his NHR career. It's gone.
Just like it. Bitch, if y'all want to join forces, y'all can join forces. But when I see you, you long hair faggot, I'm going to show you, I'm going to teach you about putting my name in your mouth.
Yeah! You're going to step on the wrong motherfucker now. See, I told you somebody was going to cash one of them checks your ass wrote. And you can look every Sunday at Mike. Mike don't take no shit off nobody.
Hey,
Killzone, you asked
the question.
You're trying to ask
the
question, man. Finish with your question,
Killzone. Y'all play some dangerous games on this radio.
Yeah, y'all playing too much now.
Look, G, your phone. I don't know what type of cast these is on this radio.
Killzone, go ahead, buddy.
They talk real to the motherfucker on that radio.
Killzone got a question for you. I didn't hear it.
Custom Cut, he probably hung up.
I know he did not just run off the radio. Oh,
Killzone.
Yo.
Killzone.
Yo.
Is Mike still on the line?
No.
Say what now?
There's some crazy shit. Hey, Mike, hold up.
Hey, you know what? I'm just letting them go ahead and talk this up in the hole.
Hey,
what, Hard Rock?
Take this hell, man. Look at him, man. Either you and the guy, I don't know who he is. You know what I mean? Either y'all rape. And y'all lock some money in and raise, man, but all that type of shit that Jared, I done told you, man, we done talked 100 times about that type of shit. You know what I mean? You either race the guy or y'all leave that bullshit alone, man.
It's already too much going on
in this world as it is, but for our kind of people, that's exactly what them folks already want us to do. Shit, I'm tired of sending money orders to federal prison and all that bullshit, man. Y'all either race, man, or y'all leave that bullshit alone, man. All that, gonna do this and gonna do that. That ain't what time it is, man. You know what I mean?
There's too much going on in this world already
with our kind of people. And that's all they want us to do in the damn way.
Hard Rock, I understand where you coming from. I ain't got no problem with that.
Okay, listen to me then. If you ain't got no problem with that, you either race the man or you leave that bullshit alone, man. Me and you done talked a hundred times about the same old shit. Every week seem like y'all get on here with the same old shit. This shit should, instead of being grudge racer, this shit should be goddamn Atlanta Housewives or some old type of old bullshit. Either race the man or leave that bullshit alone, man.
I like this guy. You didn't come on more often.
Me and my folks really don't come on here unless we trying to lock a race in. But all this going back and forth, you going to do this to that person that. Come on, man.
I'm with you 100%.
It's too much shit going on with our kind of people not.
Y'all watch the news, man. Y'all start waking up, man. Y'all wake up out here, man. There's too much shit going on with our people, man. Knocking each other off.
Hard rock.
Man, dumb shit.
Hard rock. Everything you just said was the gospel, and I agree with all of it. But see, the thing is, unfortunately, with some of them, you wasting your breath because they just like you got to. You got to pick the turd up off the ground and let them smell the shit sometime. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Check this here, though, dog. At the end of the day, when you look at that news or you look at that paper, who it is, it's our kind of people, man. It's time to wake up. Either you lock that man in, Jerry, and you race that man, or you leave that bullshit
alone,
man. Or leave him alone. It ain't no talking about he say something to me or you say something to you. Leave him alone. Just leave that shit alone. You talk that man in and you race that man on, boy, or leave that bullshit alone. Because all that talk with do this and do that on this radio, I don't know where, who from or whatever, but like this like this way, we don't even tolerate that type of stuff, man.
Hey, Killzone, go ahead and ask that man that question.
No, I was going to ask Custer.
Killzone, hold that question
that
man for next week because we ran out of time for tonight, man. But I do want to thank Hard Rock for that. With that being said, guys, we're going to tune back in for next Wednesday. And hopefully,
hey, Jerry, give me a call, man, when you get offline, man, because that type of shit, man, you know we don't even play like that, man.
Preach to him, Hard Rock. Preach to him. Preach to him.
You have a good night,
enjoy
man.
Enjoy the show.
Later, Chris.
All right.